Our topic today is the importance of an effective elevator speech. Picture the situation. Imagine yourself in an elevator, the door closes, and you realize that you're actually standing next to the Mr. Big, president of XYZ Corporation, the very person you have been trying to meet for the past 6 months to interest him in your print services. He pushes the button for the 7th floor, and you realize that you have 30 seconds before the door opens again, so if you don't move fast, you're going to lose the opportunity of a lifetime. What do you do? How do you convey to Mr. Big, within 30 seconds, enough information to tweak his interest, help him understand your company's core message, how it benefits his company, and why you're the person he should talk to? Well, you plan an elevator speech. The elevator speech is a brief description of your product or services. It describes how you offer value, quality, and benefits to your clients. In short, your elevator speech should include a concise, compelling story emphasizing benefits and outcomes of your company's core message. Preparation for the elevator speech should include answers to the following questions. What are the features and benefits of your product or services? How are they different from other similar products or services? How are your products or services uniquely different in the mind of the customer? Let me give you 6 steps to an effective elevator speech. Start off with your name and title. Hi, my name is John Doe with ABC Printing. Number 2, we need a description of your business. We bring your printing to life with high-speed digital resolutions. Number 3, company highlights and recent accomplishments. Recently, I've worked with a big city company, and they're very happy because our digital printing delivers in half the time of other printers. Number 4, potential benefits of using your services. I know your company will benefit from our speed and high-resolution digital imaging, leaving more time for your writers and editors. Mention your company motto. Our company motto is quality first, fast and reliable. 6, you need a call to action. I am eager to show you how you will benefit from our services. Are mornings or evenings a good time for you? The important thing to remember here is that the 30-second commercial is done casually, with confidence, enthusiasm, and always a smile. Investing time into making your pitch look effortless is necessary if you want a crystal clear message. The elevator speech is a short message about what they want and need and how your product or service can help. Once you have memorized your elevator speech and tested it with peers and business associates, you will have fun with the reaction of people to your core message. You might call your answering machine, deliver your message, and make your own self-evaluation. Of course, you can visit your small business development center to let them help you in crystallizing your elevator speech, too. By the way, don't worry if it isn't smooth, easy, or natural at first. With practice, you'll find that your elevator speech gets better and better, and before long, you will be getting more contacts and prospects. There are other uses for the elevator speech. You may develop a couple of different elevator speeches to be used for Chamber of Commerce and Business Networking, the Rotary Club, and other public speaking introductions. Some business owners have met with employees and used this framework to develop elevator speeches to improve customer outcomes. The point is to strive for crystal clear statements. The elevator speech can do more in some instances than direct mail and other promotions because it can help develop relationships with your clients and customers. How many other uses can you find where you can modify the basic elevator speech for effectiveness to increase customer relationship outcomes? Remember, keep it short because communication counts.